Good to go.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And today we have an amazing guest. I know I say that about all my guests, but today's guest is amazing. I think we should probably have our brains work the same way somehow. So this should be an interesting interview. Hopefully we'll stay on topic. I have the wonderful Rosemary Keough Smythe, or Rosie for short. That thank you so much for coming on. I'm really excited to have you on.
Thank you for having
Yeah. Can you just kind of, before we get started on to everything that's going on with you, this is really exciting. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are today?
For the past Lord, over 20 years, I've been a bit of a kitchen witch with budgets. So sitting down, helping people lay them out, looking at the way that people actually react to budgets and to finances in general, and realizing that it's not easy for everyone. So for myself, it was more of a trial by fire. I think everybody kind of falls into it that way, with the student loans coming in and the thought of all of that money that I owed them and all of that interest. I mean, legend has it I broke out into hives. So I just started doing things differently, which is kind of the way I do things, nothing normal. And it worked. So friends started noticing and they wanted to know what I was doing that was so different. So I would just say, bring me your numbers. 7 years ago, I had a cousin of mine say, you really need to write a book. So I started writing the tips down in mostly the same place. I probably had about 17 journals, and a few online supplies. So they started to come together. This year was the year that I really, really sat down and did it. I'd shared about a 5,000 word version with my husband, who called it a pamphlet.
No,
Absolutely no self-preservation in that man. But this year it grew. I mean, it exploded, and I had so many conversations with people, and we would just talk about finance. They say, oh, is that in the book? No. And I'd write down a note. Oh, is that in the no. I mean, I'd write down a note. So it grew. It just absolutely grew with conversations. I've had the mutual funds license. I've had the life license. I've sold life insurance. And it just didn't allow me to speak the way that I speak. I had to speak the way the company spoke, and that was a compliance thing, which I completely understand. But I wasn't reaching the people who need me. I wasn't reaching my brain people like yourself, Danielle. So I said, okay, a couple of years ago, we're just going to let this go, and we're going to have faith that something is going to work out, and I'm going to be able to present my way to those who need it. So here we are, a couple of years later. The book should be on Amazon within a couple of weeks, and
That's amazing. It's
I'm
surreal, isn't it?
jittery.
But I'm so happy you took that plunge, because we do need you. I had the privilege of reading the book ahead of time, and we need somebody like you to actually explain it and teach it the way it should be taught. That's the way I believe, like you say, using your own words. Let's make this real. Let's not overwhelm ourselves, and let's keep it. And that's what I love about your approach, is just down to earth. I mean, what you see is what you get. And then it's just let's get to it. Let's get you financially independent,
No.
and then keep
It's
rolling.
very much the style of sitting on my back deck, having a beer or a coffee, and talking about
Yeah,
it.
the way it should be.
Yes, exactly.
So we're gonna jump right in with the. I love the title, by the way, and I'll let you introduce it. What is the title?
The title is Don't Have Sex 9 Months Before Christmas and Other Practical Financial Tips.
Yes. And that says
It
it all. I think
does.
everybody needs that book, and everybody, yes. And there's so much I can do. I guess we could start with something that's very similar, kind of brought us together, is the issue of values, how we incorporate value, how we do not incorporate our values in our life. I work a lot with parents on, what are your core values? How does that show up in your life? Does it show up in your life? And how is that going to show up in your parenting? But it works in every aspect of life. And I love the fact that you kind of do the same with finances. So can you
Absolutely.
kind of correlate a little bit how values are so important on where you're investing, not just your money, but your time? And I love how you say that your kisses and your money and your time. Can you just elaborate a little bit more?
Well, my brain kind of exploded a little bit when I started reading your book, and I went, oh, I've looked at it through career, I've looked at it through finance, I've looked at it through my own personal self, but I've never looked at it through parenting, unless I'm looking at it through financial with kids, right, with my
Right.
own son. So I hadn't tied it all into a knot until I started reading your book and going, how could I have missed that? So with finances, if you actually sit down and you take the time and you determine where you want to spend your most precious resources, so that would be your time, your money, and your kisses. Where do you want to spend those? Then you can a little more easily say no to the things that you don't want to spend your time doing. And that is it. There's a couple of areas in the book that touch on that, so that you are really laying out what is the, so that one debt that if you cleared it, that would make the difference. It might be emotional, it might be financial, it might be a zero interest debt from your sister who is just in your ear every time you buy a coffee. It might be an ex situation where you need to just close the chapter down, right? Or it may be this on the other side, that dream, that one soul saving dream that keeps you going, that just is your North Star. For me, it started out with a Harley. So all of that being in the
That's it. And once you get clear on your values and exactly where you want to be, where you see yourself going, who's coming along with you,
Yeah.
it helps so much to clear that. I mean, you could kind of see, because reading your book, it was just like, okay, this can actually happen. Like, this is workable, and it's so nice. And your book is also a workbook. I like the fact that you're like, please scribble in the book, you know, like
I
it's
do understand
available at
those
the
who
library.
can't.
We can, you know. So
For those of you who can't, I'm working on a workbook with my original friend Rose. I believe we're doing that on next Monday because I have the day off.
oh, that's awesome.
But I do fully encourage your financial future is so much more important than the pristine nature of this book. I don't crack a spine when I read a book. You'll never know that I read a book in my library. If it has a cracked spine, somebody else read it.
Okay.
So to write in a book is blasphemy to me. But in this one, I want you to write in it. I want you to scribble all over it. I want you to be able to look back in years to come and go, you know, that's when things change.
Yeah, you see your progress and you actually leave the room for scribbling and writing, and I love it. It's
There will be
wonderful.
principles on the website, just
Yeah.
not yet.
When we kind of correlate the values thing and what's important to you and where do you want to invest your time and resources and money and kisses, so we're leading right up into the holidays. And there's a concept that you have in your book about the Christmas hangover. So we're going through this Christmas time where it's just one thing after another, and we're just piling it on. And then when it all comes down and you get your credit card statement, and you're like, ooh, okay, can you kind of elaborate on that and how we can make it easier for ourselves and for our families when it comes to the holidays?
So we get caught up. We get caught up in this Christmas Olympics where the tree has to be bigger and better and more gifts. And if you're getting together with family, there's competition. Who's got the best, most expensive, most, you know, eye-bulging gift? It doesn't need to be that way. In front of people, yes, I get it. You get that diamond bracelet. It's just, oh, I am so loved. But what if you were to get that thing, that one piece of either your childhood or that acknowledgement that somebody's been listening to your dreams, you're starting a business, right? For myself, writing my book, if a gift came in that was about that, about my next steps with my book, that is more valuable to me than the beautiful tennis bracelet that I could receive. It's about really thinking non-dustable, going for the memory banks, not going for the bank account, because anybody can throw money at it. But not everybody will take the time and sit down and really, really think about you and what would make your life a little bit easier or your life just pop with an old memory that made you feel joy.
Yeah. I love that. I'm going to use, I always learn vocabulary with you with the undustable, but
Undustables. Yeah.
it's
No
not going to be
dustables.
on the shelf collecting dust. I love that. Yeah. And it's the same kind of with my line of work, especially for the holidays. It's a different stress with the kids, but it's just make it simple, make it fun. So you're making memories. You're not making debt. You know, the kids are going to be playing with the box and the wrapping paper. They really, that's your proof that whatever it is in that box doesn't matter to them. So when they're older, it's a different story, but you know, make those memories and make it easier for yourself so that you don't, you know, because how much does that really cost if you're racking up credit card debt over the holidays? You still have to pay interest on that. So it's a lot
How
more
many
than what you
months
should.
does it take to clear one day?
Yeah.
It makes absolutely no sense. So if you can't pay it off by the time the credit card bill comes through, you need to rethink it.
And that's really what we go for. We're bombarded with that vision of just get it, you know, get the tennis bracelet, get the biggest thing, get the, you know, the biggest turkey, get the biggest, you know, everything else.
Now,
And
considering the size of my family, the biggest turkey does sometimes make sense.
it's the same for us, but you know, it's not just gifts, but it's the whole thing,
It's
the
the whole thing.
outfits. If you have a work function, now you got to be wearing night, you know, like evening
The
gowns and.
dinner's out. The gifts for your friends and your coworkers and your coworkers' friends and your kids' friends and your bus
Yeah.
driver and your and everybody. So not everybody deserves a gift every year.
Right.
It's really for the people who are. So you've helped, they've helped you, they've been a significant piece of your year. They're not just passing through. Now, those who have, been there for you and your family, you've been there for them and their family going through a tough spot this year, you absolutely dive into that. And absolutely, the bus driver is going to get a gift. Tom is fantastic. He got guitar strings last year.
Nice.
But again, non-dustable. I know he runs an open jam. So if you're a guitar player, you need guitar strings. We
You
break our
need to.
guitar strings.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I like about it is I mean, work in daycares, we love the candles, we love the, you know, the bath bombs, we love the, you know, but it's, yeah, it's after a while when you get 30 of those, you know, it's like it's so undustable is great. You
Yeah,
just
or
guitar
yet
strings.
another mug.
Yeah. And then you send that message that you actually are paying attention to those people. And this is not really related to the whole Christmas hangover thing, but you have posted in the past of like before of I have a friend who just opened up a business, so I'm buying gift cards for gifts this year. So I am supporting my friend's business.
Is
And
fantastic.
I just love that message that you send out because you know, we've all started we have our businesses, and yeah, it's just there's so many little ways you can support a local business or a family-owned business. Keep
And
them.
to be able to take your friend's business
Yes.
to people that she may not have been able to access, right? You're not only saying thank you and here's a gift for you and you and you, which we're hoping to bring that down to just you, but we're also telling our friend, I believe in you. Your business is amazing. I love your business. I love it so much that I'm gifting it to my friends. My recent post about that was Salamanders. So Salamanders is a restaurant in Kemptville, and it is owned by a friend of mine from high school. So when I was kind of trying to think of what do I give, it one of the gifts was that gift card from Salamanders because the food's amazing, the drinks are fantastic. It's a beautiful spot right on the water when it's in summertime and you're sitting on the patio. Even in the wintertime, it's nice and cozy, you know. So I knew that Colton's teacher could take his girlfriend out and they could just enjoy a nice, beautiful evening together. And it doesn't have to be a $50 gift card, right? If you're buying the hot chocolate, that's fine. Right? You keep
Exactly.
it to something that's not going to hurt you and that's going to tell somebody else that you really appreciate them.
Yeah. No, I like that. That's really important. And it keeps you as well in a realistic view of where you should be investing in for the holidays. So I love that. Is there it's overwhelming when you're starting this out. Okay, I'm gonna put my fan. Do you have a quick tip that people could implement right away that's not too complicated that could help them sort of sort out where to start if they wanted to get, you know, clear debt or save up for the big dream, you know, like that, what you mentioned earlier. Is there something that you would give?
The big one is the sweep. I rework explaining the sweep so that it can stand alone without me over your shoulder going, no, this is what I mean. I do have an issue with that. You know, I don't, I have an English degree and a communications degree, so I don't communicate very well. But one of the things that Danielle, you and I were talking about earlier is because we're both into the coffee culture, we love our coffee. Is
Yes.
if you picture that old Nabob commercial where the arm came out and it split down the middle of the beans and it swept the good stuff over. So the sweep is going into your bank account and taking the loose change, maybe from the singles down to the pennies, and moving that over into one debt or one dream. So you really need to focus. You need to choose what is going to have the biggest impact for you. You pick that one thing, and every day you go in and you sweep that change. Now, if that's easy, you're gonna do that for a little while and you'd be like, man, I didn't even notice that. Some days I was sweeping up to 9.99 and that was pretty cool. Like I didn't even notice for the past week I've been putting all of this money aside. Then you're gonna go to the next decimal place. So all of the tens down, you're gonna go, we're gonna try and do this. If that hurts just a little, then go back to the lesser decimal place. So you want it to get to a point where you don't notice the loss, but you absolutely notice the gain. So go till it hurts a little, back off of it. It is explained on my Facebook page, on my Instagram account, in the book, twice, two different ways, and trying to catch everybody's different brains. And it's, I will probably have a couple of other ways of it getting out there just so that it makes sense to everyone. Now, there is a warning. If you are sweeping every single day, you probably have a shopping problem. You got to look into that. You shouldn't be able to sweep every day.
Yeah. Good point. That's also something that there's two good sides to the sweep is clearing, yeah, paying off without really noticing, you know, not without taking a big chunk, but also noticing where you may need some work.
Yeah, we all need a little bit of help every now and then.
So, no,
And I
that's
do
what I.
fully admit I fall every so often, like everybody else, totally human. I don't expect 100% win from myself, much less anybody else. And that's in the book too. There's a couple of so you fell off the wagon moments. My Aunt Doreen and I used to go shopping at consignment shops, and a couple of times I'd get caught by the I deserve this. I work so hard and I deserve this. And yes, I absolutely deserve this. I am a queen. But sometimes you got to balance the I deserve this with the this is not worth mortgaging my future. So while the cowboy boots look amazing on me, I love them. I still own them. And that was about 10 years ago that we bought them. It was too much at the time. Right? But I was working hard. I was working multiple jobs, and it was just one of those magical days. You go out with Aunt Doreen, and I'm sorry, everything looks good on you because she is just amazing at finding these things in consignment shops and secondhand stores. And I mean, what I bought that day should have cost thousands,
Right.
I looked amazing. And a lot of it is still here. It's still with me now, a decade later.
So, but you're right. It's hard sometimes because even now, if I do get a little bit of extra, it's like, oh, what could I buy now? Instead of, okay, wait, what could I help to for the bigger picture and the bigger dreams and the bigger.
Yes.
So I yeah, it's
Bonuses,
that.
taxes, or what is it? Bonuses, gifts, and taxes, oh my, I think is the name of the section
That's
in the book.
right.
You need to read for
That's
that.
right. Yeah. And I also love, and this is where I kind of really and love the way that you explain things because I'm very visual. We talked about the sweep, and for me, when I was younger, I was counting change all the time. I love counting. That's something. Something I do. I count. So I, but it was just that sweep where you're just like, once you're done making your piles of quarters and dimes and all of that, you just kind of sweep it back into the container or whatever. And so it's great. But you also have, and I'm not gonna censor this one, but you do have this thing about budgets are bullshit. And coming from the finance lady. That I thought that was amazing to say. I'll let you explain because we're not telling everybody to just, forget the finances. But
No.
there's a the philosophy behind it, I think, was great because you can, it doesn't have to be torture to work towards a better future. So
Exactly.
I'll let you
So
explain it.
most often when we're reading finance books, we're instructed to take out 6, 8, 10 months of finances, and you're going to track it, and then you're going to track moving forward, and you're going to be really diligent. And I can't even do a food journal. So I've never succeeded in doing this tracking down to the penny. So in my mind, I don't need to know that I'm going to spend $143.62 on groceries next week. What I need to know is where I am, what I'm doing, and that I've paid myself first. So I know this roof, I own this roof. The bank doesn't own this roof. It's paid off. Nothing can take it away from me. So I will not take a chance on those land taxes. The money is always there for the things that you need. You need to prioritize that first. The money then needs to be there for the things that are going to move you ahead in this world. And then you have what it's going to cost to float your life. So if you need to work some sales in, then you work some sales in. If you need to buy secondhand, go buy secondhand. I mean, I love secondhand. My husband likes to buy me Pandora beads. Sure. We can afford new Pandora beads, but why? They're very expensive. So he goes on Marketplace and he'll find the most beautiful bead that has something to do with us. It started out with, I call my son Little Bear. So it started out with a heart, a bear, and a Pandora bracelet.
That's cute.
It, I was just moved so deeply, but it didn't break the bank. So at any point when we went to Disney, he got a Disney bead for me. Right? He got the Aladdin bead, and he also got Mickey Mouse and Minnie kissing. And so I now have two bracelets, one that's my mother life and one that's my wife life. Right? Because he filled up the bracelet a little bit too much. So I had to break it in two. But it's, yes, he could go out and he could spend more money on it, but why? So he's found a way to get things at less of a price so that he can find the emotion that he wants in the gift without paying the hefty price. And then we keep on putting the money into other things.
And that's great because you can still enjoy the little moments where you feel like, you're treating yourself, you're treating your loved ones,
Exactly.
but you're not forfeiting the quality of life that you deserve. And, the peace of mind to me is just the idea of saying, nobody can take this roof off of my head. It's mine. And so
I
many
grew up
people,
renting. This is huge.
yeah, exactly. And there's so many people that is such a huge stress. The mortgage payments is like the
Absolutely.
biggest stress, land taxes, all of that. And imagine just not having to deal with that. You're
So now
that's
my old mortgage payments go into investments
right. Can you
because I've
imagine?
been paying that mortgage for a long time. So I didn't just incorporate that into my life and go, ooh, let's, right? I did celebrate it because that was a major accomplishment. So my cat has come to join
I
us.
just saw the tail flip up. I'm
I
like,
just
oh, we
saw
have a visitor.
the tail. And I thought it was going to be my son who'd pop in. My cousin and I raced towards mortgage freedom. My cousin and my husband were at the stove chatting, and her husband and I were at the table having a beer and talking. And we were talking about ways of paying off the mortgage. So how do we get there faster? How do we get there faster? Well, they look over at us and they say, so you two sound like you're in a race. And I looked up and I grinned and I said, we are, and I'm winning. So beat them by 2 weeks, right?
I love that.
2 weeks.
Oh, that is so such a healthy competition for
Such a
couples.
healthy competition.
Life
Absolutely.
goals.
So
Let's pay off the mortgage faster. Who's going to do
I
it?
know. It's not a drinking competition. Though when we celebrated, we went to Panama. So my cousin and her husband, myself and my husband and our son went to Panama for 2 weeks.
That's amazing.
So we paid it off good Thursday. It was a very good Thursday of 2019. And we went to Panama in January of 2020.
Nay.
So when we came home, the world shut down. And just this past New Year's, everybody had kept Panama as that big, like, golden place. It was the golden land. So I said, okay, normally it's an all-inclusive. Normally I'm not going to go back to the same place because we've been there. There's this world is vast. I want to see everything. But I said, okay, we will go back to Panama. We're going to go for our family vacation. And just one thing though, if the world shuts down in 2024, we're never going back to Panama
No. Well, I'm giving it
again.
one more chance.
It was incredible. We stayed at the Rio Playa Blanca, and the lady who runs the kids club, who had seen Colton, he was 8 years old the first time we went. When she saw him walk out onto the pool deck, she wrapped her arms around him and cried.
Wow.
They had connected so much that first time that they were there. And
Wow.
she connected with me on Facebook, so she'd been watching him these last years. And he walks in, this taller than her child, and she just wrapped around him and
Oh my
cried.
goodness. That's great memories. Those are amazing life experiences. Oh, that's so great. Did I have a question? Is there something that you wish you would have known sooner, just to make your
Oh
life
God,
easier,
so
that
many
you like to share?
things.
Yeah, I know, right? It's not an easy one, but something that you could
So
say that would have made your life easier.
my financial advisor figured out three things about me. One, I'm allergic to interest. Two, I am better at paying off debt than I am at saving.
Oh.
And three, I rise to the challenge. You give me a challenge, it's going to happen.
Right.
I just, something clicks in my brain. So had I known these things about myself earlier, I might have been able to use them to better effect. Now I was in my early 20s. It was after my student loans came in, and I had met her through Investors Group, who put out a poster for employment. So I'd gone to the information session and decided I wasn't going to join. They set me up with a financial
Okay.
review, right? And she and I just hit it off. So your finance person, you need to hit it off with. This is somebody who you need to let in. They need to get you. They need to understand you, right? They need to meet with you at least once a year, and they have to know everything financially important about you. Well, she and I just clicked. She was amazing in the way that she could just turn me to my best advantage to figure my finances out and to set me up. When she left Investors Group and she went to BMO Wealth, they said you can only bring over clients who have this certain level of investments. And she said, oh, no, I have a couple of clients that aren't there, but they're coming with me. I don't care, they're coming with me. So I was one of those clients. She said, you're going to be one of my rich clients one day because you just do it.
Right.
So she twisted the what I had and what I needed to be her client at BMO Wealth into this was my debt. So I was
Okay.
in debt by the difference of what I had and what I needed, because she knew that I was not really that good at saving. So she just flipped it in my brain, and I was like, oh, I'm in debt. And
That wasn't gonna go, yeah.
right? And she would just smile. And she'd invested so that it would grow faster, right? So she said, this is a two-person job, right? You bring me the money and I make it grow. So she would just, So if I had known these things about myself earlier, I might have been able to enact faster. Had I had some education before my student loans came in, I was broke, like so broke. Back in the day when KD was 25 cents, it's what, $2 now or something?
It's crazy. If it's on
But
sale, it's $2.
if it's on sale, so it was 25 cents regular price. If the meal was 25 cents, I could have it. So KD and those
Ramen
ramen
noodles.
noodles,
Yeah, they were
I lived
10
on those.
cents back in the day. They
Totally
used
lived
to be
on those.
10 cents.
I remember 25 in my university years, and it was just like that. That was my meal. So I had my student loans coming in. I had been living, I'd moved out just after 16. So there wasn't a lot of money. And I worked 6 days a week. So, but with school and working, you know, your shifts are kind of short, right? So that was my budget was, I think it was 20 bucks a month for groceries. That's all I had. You can imagine how skinny I was. I didn't have to worry about buying clothes because I never grew out of them.
Right. Yeah. But it wasn't by choice.
But there were a couple of bad choices in there when they dumped the student loan money into my account. And then they said, oh, you can have a credit card. Right? A couple pairs of shoes went on there. Some manicures went on there. Some drinks went on there. Right? I did start paying on a guitar because I was doing the open jams all the time. So there were a couple of things that I didn't quite do right. And better to make the errors back then now with a house to lose, right? You do need to learn, but if you can learn from somebody else's mistakes and if it can make sense to you, my parents didn't have money. So they never talked about credit. My father, he wanted to get married, but he said he couldn't bring a woman into this terrible situation of debt. I said, Dad, how much do you owe? He said, I owe 100 bucks down at the corner store for gas and beer. You can't bring a woman into that situation. I mean, that's horrible. Why don't you go buy a ring and I'll go clear that debt?
Seriously, right?
But to him, like, no, he had debt. He could not ask that woman to marry him.
Right.
Right? So he lived on cash. He had very little. He had a little bit of store credit, and that was about it. And I go into the world with a student loan being thrown at me, credit cards being thrown at me, no education in how to manage this and how not to screw it up.
Yeah.
Right? So it was, if I could get that into people sooner, I have my own test case. You know? But if I could get that into people sooner, like the My First Job book is perking in my brain. Curriculum for high schools is kind of percolating in there. It needs to be spoken about. We didn't get to speak about wages when we were kids. You couldn't ask somebody how much they made.
Yeah.
We need to break that taboo.
We so do, and if we think it's just to help our children, we struggled so much. Why is it that the next generations have to struggle? Because we're not comfortable with it, you know. But you're so right about that with me and my student loans. I mean, when I paid off the student loans, I framed the bank statement that had the zero balance on it. I didn't even
Nice.
frame my university degree.
But
I
that
put up my last payment on the student loan. Like that was the accomplishment for me. Forget the bachelor's degree. For me, it was like I finally got out of there. I got out of it, you know, and it's not the first experience you want to have when you're independent, when you're on your own. It's
No, you're celebrating debt
why,
freedom,
you
though.
know, let's give our kids a fighting chance there, at least a leg up to say, okay, we're growing at this more thoughtfully, I guess we could say, or, you know, at least I know what I'm getting myself into if I don't follow up, you know, a specific way of doing things. So, or just to change that mindset of as soon as I have money, I have to spend it on something, you know,
And that starts really early. That starts walking into a store. So we know what we're walking into a store for, but all our children see is we walk into a store, we come out, we buy something. Right? Some people go and window shop. But for the most of us, especially when you have a child in tow, you're going in because you have to, and then you're buying something, you're coming out. So I started realizing my son kept asking because he wanted to participate in this game of getting something when he walks into a store. So I started revealing what the purpose of the trip was. And sometimes walking out with nothing because, well, mommy, why aren't we buying something? They didn't have what I was looking for. And I do it in a thrift store and I try to find, like, think of something like, hopefully they don't have this. I'm going to try and like set an example here. Say, I'm looking for a cowboy hat or something and go in. They don't have it. So we're leaving. Just to get into his mind that just because you enter that store doesn't mean you walk out with something. You
That
do
is
not
such
have
a
to buy something every time.
Yeah, and it's something that we really think about when we were going grocery shopping. We have our list, but the kids didn't see the
They
process of
didn't
that.
see the list.
So of course they don't understand why they can't get their cereal. You're getting everything else you want, but it's to understand it's not what I want, it's what we need. And Yeah,
Yeah.
it's
I did
horrible.
have I did have one man get very upset with me in line one day. My son had some money at home in his piggy bank and he wanted to buy something. I said, "Okay, if you would like to, we can get this the next time we come when you remember to bring your money." "No, mommy, I really, really want it. I really, really want it now." And I said, "Well, if you really want it now, that means you have to use mommy's money. It's going to cost you a quarter. And as soon as we get home, you have to give me that money. I don't ask for it. You need to give me that money, right? That's in your piggy bank." And Colton said, yes, absolutely. Yes, I'll give you that money. And yes, please, mommy, let me buy it now." So the gentleman behind me said, "You aren't really going to charge him a quarter, are you?" I said, "Yes, I am." I said, "He's using a credit card right now. The credit card is mom, but there's an interest involved in that. Now, granted, we get 30 days interest or a 30 days leeway before we get interest, but I wanted it in his mind that if he wasn't bringing, if he wasn't remembering to bring his change along with him to the store, you don't just get something. And that if I had to ask for the money, there was going to be a problem."
Yeah.
Right. So immediately we got home, he ran, he got his money, he handed me the money, right? Including that quarter interest.
Yeah.
Now,
Well,
the
that's
quarter
the
was
thing,
probably
right?
slid back into a piggy bank, but
Yeah, but they don't need to know that it's the
didn't get to know that.
concept of you don't have the money, it's going to cost you if you need to borrow for some for something.
Precisely.
And that's what the issue that we have. It's so easy to charge an account and not see the what's happening afterwards, like how many times over have you paid that thing because of the interest, you know? So
Yeah,
it's
we were talking about that the other night where he there was something about a credit card with a $20,000 limit or something. And my husband said, "Well, what would you," talking to her son, "what would you do with that?" "Oh, I'd buy a car." "Where, how are you going to pay it back?"
right, that's
"Well, it
it.
has $20,000 on it. It's not a gift card. It's a credit card.
Right.
It means you owe. And there's interest every single month on that." I said, "And it's the highest interest you're going to have to pay on anything, right?
Exactly.
Like you're talking 20%. So how
Yeah.
much is this car in the end?" But he thinks it's a gift card,
It's a gift card. Yeah. It's
right?
so
And that
funny that
concept of credit card, gift card, it isn't there yet.
it's not there. It's funny that you mentioned that because back in my day, there were checks. And I
Checks.
remember we were shopping for clothes with my mom. I must have been about maybe 9 or 10, and I wanted these pants. And she's like, "I can't, you know." I'm like, "Well, just write a check," because I did not have. And that would have been a great teachable moment for my mom to say, "Well, you know, no, that
There's no
check
money
goes
in the
somewhere.
account.
There's money
Yeah.
that comes out of something." But she just laughed. You know, I could have. She could have taught me a lesson there. But no, I was just like, "But just write a check. That's like
And there could have been
unlimited
some
money."
embarrassment. Yep. There could have just been embarrassment because she's in the store. There are other people
Well, that's the thing.
around, you know.
That's a, of course, no, of course, but you know, you know what I mean? Like she could have followed that through with something else later on to say, "Hey, let me explain this to you because that's not cash." You know, like it's
Yeah, that's
just
called a rubber check.
it's a rubber check. It bounces right back. Yes, that's right. You know, how many accounts I had to juggle, it's move funds around to be able to pay that. So, you know, to talk about those things and not have to go into so much details with your kids, but at least to give that introduction like you did. You don't have money on you. You still want it. You need to borrow it from somebody. It's going to cost you.
It's gonna cost you.
And that person should not have to run after you for it afterwards, because that's something, especially I've noticed, is especially where we are, we kind of have to explain to people why they need to pay us back for the money we lent them. I'm like, really?
Yeah, and
Really?
that's
I really got
it's
to.
insulting.
It is. It's
So
just
I've
like,
done the favor and now you hide.
yeah. And now you're
So
going to gaslight me into saying that I'm the one that's unreasonable for asking for the money back. Yeah.
I've
Yeah.
been there a few
So that
times.
that's why you say the emotional debt is so important as well, because yeah, you could have a really big debt, but that one person that's on you because hey, they need their money back. But you might want to take care of that first too, you know?
Sometimes it's they'll lend you the money because it's a power trip.
Yeah, that too, right?
Right? It's
Control
not that they need the money back, but it is a
manipulation. Yeah.
beautiful leash, right? So
Yeah.
in relieving yourself of that burden, and
So true.
that's when you're going through listing out all of your debts and coming out of hiding and getting your head out of the sand and getting it all down on paper so that you can't deny it exists anymore. You can see the real number. It is really that first debt you're going to pay off needs to be that biggest impact on you,
Yeah.
not necessarily that highest interest. After that, number two and down, you're going by highest interest. You get one shot at that emotional debt. Let's get it gone.
Yeah.
And it is so freeing when you lose that one thing that has been weighing you down like an albatross around your neck, and you just go, I can breathe.
Yes.
And you celebrate.
Yes.
You
And
don't
then
go
your
into
risk
debt again,
attack.
but you celebrate.
Sorry, I love that. I mean, I could talk about this all day, but what's new for you? I mean, you mentioned earlier you've got the book coming up for the probably pretty much within the week. There's so much going on. So can you kind of tell us a little bit of what to look forward to, what's coming up next or what's coming up soon?
Well, there'll be some great photos of me with my grandmother on her 100th birthday in December. I dedicate the book to her. She's the
That's
first
right.
one that I mentioned in the dedication, and she's incredible. So this woman has got the greenest thumb you've ever met in your life, and her financial horse sense is impeccable. I seem to have that gene in me, and I believe she got that from her grandmother. So to be able to fly to England, present my grandmother with this book, maybe get in trouble for the title just a little bit, and show her that it is her who is the first dedication in that book, and then celebrate her 100th birthday.
That's amazing. I
Right.
love
So
that.
I was kind of hoping to, I haven't sorted out how yet, but I wanted to get some books, bring them to England, and do a book signing in one of the bookstores there in Basingstoke, and have a big happy birthday cake for Christmas babies.
No.
Because we all know they've been screwed.
In so many ways.
So I wanted a big happy birthday cake for all the Christmas babies, and hopefully my grandmother in a good enough state that she'll be able to come downtown. She doesn't go to the top of town much. She doesn't leave her home. She has two beautiful sunrooms and a fireplace. This is her life. But very rarely, the last time I went, she did go and have a coffee downtown when we had to go to the bank. So I'm hoping that I can convince her to go out and have this, you know, this event where I'll sign some books for some people in the store, and we'll have some cake, and my grandmother will be there, like the original Christmas baby from our family tree.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And then after that, I'm looking at having a very small group of one-on-one clients where I develop the financial blueprint. So we'll work together in creating the steps that you need. And it's more for the clients who have already done. They've read the book. They've gone through. There's a free e-course on my website that is also put into the book, so you don't need both. You're working on paying off your mortgage. You don't necessarily have it paid off, but you've got all the basics under control. You're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing to get yourself ahead. And I'm going to then take you to that next level where we're talking legacy wealth, three generations deep, where your family doesn't have to worry anymore, right? And then your children, their job is to go down to that fourth generation to take care of. They only have one generation to take care of. You've done the hard work in this life. You've taken care of three.
Love it. I love that. That's amazing. And I'll put the information for the links in that in the description boxes also, if people want to see your website, if they want to see, if they want to follow you to see when the book, the official launch date and the pictures with Grandma. It's so exciting.
I'm hoping within the week that I am holding that printed version of my book to proof it, to make sure that when it's, because I'll have that first print job where it's everything perfect. And it's so, it's my baby.
It's your baby.
I have gone through, I've been so detail oriented in this. I am not good at the detail oriented aspect of life. This is not my happy place, but in this case it has been, and it's been very, I might have driven the designer nuts. It's just been, no, this is the way that it needs to be, right? Like, it's, I'm so, so proud of the product. I am just dancing, and I am blown away by the reception from the advanced readers. So I had told somebody a year ago that if this book changes one life, just one life, it's all worth it. It's done its job. Check. Well, one of my advanced readers, when he came back to me with his comments, I was staring at them thinking, That's exactly what I wanted. I've already
Right.
accomplished what I wanted with this book, and it's not even on the shelves yet.
Yeah.
So when I told him that his quote is in the book, his quote is on the back of the book, that his is the one that is just in my head as I did it, like I really, really did it. He was moved. He said, "But you've changed. You've done so much for me. Like, you did everything for me.
That's
This
amazing.
one life that was changed was what I wanted, and I already have it."
You already have it.
So
Yeah.
I'm overjoyed. I just
It
cannot
is.
wait to see what happens with this book.
It is surreal because I went through it and it was actually your comment from the advanced read of what you that came back as the first one that
Yes.
came back to me. And I was the same. I was just like, this is so surreal because I was the same. It's just like, I don't know if people are gonna like, once I submitted the manuscript, I was like, oh my God, what if people don't like it? And then the first one was yours. It's like, where was this book
Where has this
13
book
years
been all
ago?
my life?
And I'm like, oh my goodness, okay. So we're good. We're good. I
Yeah.
did. This is what
Yeah,
I
your book
wanted out of
needs to
this.
be baby shower gift.
Yes, right. It's like,
Mine
oh dear,
needs to be
there's
a
people.
wedding gift.
Yes, I think we should have a bundle. There's a
I
few
think
of
we
us
should.
authors. We should have like
Yes.
this is your life tool
Yep. Here you go.
toolkit.
We'll give you a deal.
Right. Oh my goodness. Like I said, I could talk about this all day. We are gonna have to go out for a beer at some point and just kind
Absolutely.
of keep going with this conversation, but not on camera.
Hey, maybe the camera will catch some good things. You
Maybe
have an
we
edit
should have
tool,
a
don't
let's sequel
you?
to this, the raw and real version. Yes, but of course this.
We could bring people together in a pub.
Yes, I like that. I love it. I do want to leave off with that one question I did warn you about is the question that I asked because I promised a little girl I would ask everybody I interview is what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be my grandmother.
Oh, seriously. I haven't met your grandmother, but honestly, yes, I'd love to be a
Yeah,
grandma.
she is spunky, funky. She's been living on her own, up to 97 years old. She was taking care of herself,
Wow.
cooking her own meals, cleaning her own house, no medication,
Wow.
none whatsoever. A fall is the thing that changed her life forever. And she has a friend, Pat, who lives a couple of doors down, loves her like a mother.
Yeah.
And Pat did the heavy lifting. So she would buy the milk and she would come in and she would take the littlest and a couple of dollars and she'd go and do the shopping for her. But my grandmother had complete and utter independence and control. Her body was in great shape. The doctors told her that she needed to do these stretches. So she's lying on her bed. And they had said, "You need to lift your leg up as close to a 90-degree angle as possible." And she says, "Like this," pops her leg straight up to 90. And I looked at her and I went, "Yeah, something like that." And she said, "Well, what about this?" Brings that leg back. And I'm going, "I don't think I can do that." So I lay down on the floor of her bedroom and I brought my leg up to 90 and I started bringing it back and my butt's lifting off the ground, right? I'm like, "I can't do it." It was incredible. Her back and her flexibility, everything is better than me,
That's
right?
amazing.
And she was totally in charge of her own life.
Yeah.
And nobody could tell her anything until the fall, until my mom moved in, until. But to be 97 years old and Pat talking to the doctors and the nurses and them saying, "Okay, well, who gives her her medication? She doesn't take any. Who cooks for her? She does her own cooking. Who cleans for her? She does her own cleaning." Right?
That's amazing.
She is an independent woman of independent needs. She has money in the bank. She has investment. She owns her own home. She owns the home next door. She had no worries.
Yeah.
And she had been a single mother. She was a war bride. She worked very hard to get where she got. So she is that ancestor. I want to be that ancestor. I want to be the one that people look back to and say, "Oh, great Granny Rosie, like she was mad. She was totally independent. She was skydiving at 97. She was, you know,
We're
I
still
want that."
riding
Still riding
the
that Harley, right?
Harley.
So I want to be, when I grow up, I want to be the one that is seen as that ancestor.
I love it. That is awesome.
I
Yeah.
don't intend on growing up anytime soon, though.
And that's how you live longer. Is just like I always say, like I'm a kid trapped in an old woman's body, but I like it's that drive that you just want to keep trying new things, and you know, it's like I can do this. You're not a
Well, when they put my grandmother in the hospital, she was 97, and she told me that she was horrified. She said, "They put me with the old people." I'm like,
Don't
the
say a word. Don't say
80-year-olds?
a
Oh
word.
no, I would never. But she did what she wanted, so she wasn't used to these people sitting in chairs and staring,
Yeah. And
right?
complaining
So
about their
they were
feeling
old.
aches. Yeah.
She's not old,
Yeah. I
right?
love it.
So some days she was like, "Oh, I feel a little," but she's not old, and she's about to be 100.
Oh, that's so cool. It's going to be such a great celebration. Well, thank you for
Can't
sharing
wait.
that with us. It's amazing. And again, I'm going to put all your information in the description
Perfect.
so that
Thank
people
you.
can have a look. Thank you so much, Rosie, for this. And I know we're going to be chatting some more, but you know, I'm just really happy to have you on. The book is coming out soon, and it'll be probably just maybe a couple of days after this episode airs. And so it's really exciting. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So for everybody watching, thank you again. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. Don't forget to go check out Rosie's website to see what she can do to help you guys get that freedom.
Would be my
And
pleasure.
yeah, it would be so much fun. I can't wait. And until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.